Hello there, precious child of God. You're welcome to yet another transformative message from Reverend Sidney Alomensa. Reverend Sidney is the head pastor of God is Our Light Church, City of His Presence. He is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. Today, the man of God takes us through a powerful series titled Fasting for Spiritual Breakthroughs. This is part two. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Welcome you to the Believer Service. I thank God for your life, for making it tonight. Amen.
Amen.
I want us to open our Bibles to the book of Isaiah, chapter 58. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6. Pastor, read for us.
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6. I'm reading from the NIV version. Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke.
Seven.
Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe him and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood? Amen.
8.
Verse 8. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Matthew chapter 17.
Matthew chapter 17, verse 18.
Yes, sir.
And I read, Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy.
Yes, sir.
And he was healed from that moment. Verse 19. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, why couldn't we drive it out? Verse 20, he replied, because you have so little faith.
Yes.
I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed,
yes,
you can say to this mountain, move from here to there,
okay,
and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you.
Okay. 21.
Verse 22.
21.
21. Sorry. Verse 21.
Matthew 18. We are reading from 17. Sorry, we are reading from 18 to 21.
Move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. When they came together in Galilee, he said to them,
you have 21. Some of the machines they've taken in.
Okay, 21. But this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Amen.
Amen. I wanted to be sure. Because some of the versions, they've taken 21. So you do not have, how be it this kind goeth not out by prayer and fasting. When you buy the Bibles, you have to check. Some of them, it's not there. Taking some verses from it. You want to ask yourself, why is it that particular verse, how be it this kind goeth not but by fasting and prayer? Why is it off the table? Because there is some power in prayer and in fasting. Hallelujah. We want to continue our series, and then God willing, the last Wednesday we will have a discussion. So it's going to be very interactive. Amen. Hallelujah. And what we've been dealing with last 2 weeks, a week before last week. It's fasting for spiritual breakthrough. So I want you to just touch somebody and tell the person that fasting for spiritual breakthrough. Hallelujah. And tonight we want to look at the disciples fast. The disciples fast. I want to believe that God will open your eyes and you will come to the realization, understand certain dimensions when it comes to fasting. The reason why I'm still dealing with fasting because most of us is being a kind of norm that it is when only the church fasts is when I fast. But I don't have a personal fasting life. It's only when 50 days is declared that I try to now warm myself up. Or when 21 days is declared. Or when 40 days or 30 days is declared. But we do not have a personal lifestyle of fasting because fasting itself has not been taught from the pulpit a lot about what are some of the benefits we get out of fasting. But there is a mystery and there is a dimension for one to understand when it comes to fasting. Say the disciples fast. Oh, come on. Say the disciples fast. All right. You see, when we look at the reference we read from Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6 to 8, Isaiah makes a great concern about fasting. Someone say fasting. I know that we're done with 7 days, and some might be saying, Evan, why don't you let us breathe? You know, but the truth is that you cannot breathe. Because whilst you are breathing, some power wants to bite you. So you can't breathe. If you look at the scripture we read, Isaiah is making a reference and his concern is about fasting. And if you look at the verse that we read in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6 to 8, there are 9 different facts that is associated when one wants to fast. And this is scripture. And we want to connect this with scriptural stories. And these are 2 stories from scripture that will give us the proper desire to apply it in our lives. Am I communicating? So before we go into the disciples' fast, I want us to look at briefly some of the 9 things or the 9 different facts in relation to fasting and prayer. Amen. But if you look at, if somebody asks you that what is the disciples' fast itself, or what does it mean when somebody say disciples' fast, I want us to look at the purpose itself. The purpose, we can derive the purpose from Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6. Please read for me. Number one, the first thing we want to look at, but we want to look at the surface of it, is the disciples fast. But what our scripture really talks about it, Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6.
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6.
Yeah.
It's not this kind of fasting I have chosen.
This kind of fasting I have what? I have chosen. Amen. This fast involves freeing our own lives from the grips of the enemy, the devil. Hallelujah. He says that to loose what?
The chains of injustice.
The chains of what? Of injustice. Now, the key verse in Matthew chapter 17, verse 21. The key verse there, Pastor, read for us. The key verse is in Matthew chapter 17, verse 21. It says, this kind goeth not out, but what?
By fasting and
by praying and what?
And fasting.
And fasting. Am I communicating? Now, if you look at the background of this Matthew chapter 17, verse 21, look at it carefully, you realize that Jesus challenged the disciples that why is it that they could not cast out the devil from this afflicted child? He instructed them that they could have accomplished this if they had a pattern of prayer. See, the reason why we cannot deal with certain challenges in life is because we do not have a pattern of prayer and fasting in our life. You see, for us, many times we wait till when there is a prophetic word, and then we are like, hey, Charlie, let me. No, Charlie, this one I have to fast. We wait till when darkness is looming into our lives, and then we decide that we want to fast and pray. See, the reason why they could not do it, because there was not a pattern of what? Of fasting and prayer. See, the reason why some of us say in the name of Jesus and nothing works is because there is no a pattern of relationship with God in our lives. And that is why you can scream, you can yell, you can shout, you can hail, you can do whatever it is. It's not going to work because there is no pattern. But for Jesus, there was a pattern of prayer, and there had been a foundation of fasting in his life. And paramountly, there was a pattern of prayer in his life. So when he was confronted by this demon and by this spirit, because there was already a pattern, he was already loaded in the spirit to encounter that demon. Am I communicating? His spirit was all the time charged up. Am I coming? You know, I knew some guys, they were like, Charlie, you can charge it. You know, it's like they lose battery source and like, let's go and charge small. But let's go and charge small is when there's been vacant or there is been vacancy in your spirit for a long time. But there was no vacancy in the spirit of Jesus Christ, because all the time he communicated with his Father. So when he got to that time where he had to face the spirit, there was already a pattern. And the devil could not stay silent, but had to leave, because the devil could not withstand that pattern that Jesus had. So you see, what the Lord is telling us is that if we have to lose some bands of wickedness, there has to be a pattern in our life. And that is why he told them that this kind goeth not out by prayer and fasting. That phrase there is a pattern. It's not just, you know, I have to pray once and fast once and that is, no. It has to be consistent. That is why there are some people, like sometimes they say Tuesday or Wednesdays I fast. And last 2 weeks I taught you that you say that in the first quarter I do dry fast. Am I communicating? Every 2 weeks I do maybe 2 days. Every week I do 1 day. There has to be a pattern, so that when it comes to an area in your life where there is a challenge, the pattern itself releases power. My company, you see, that is why you take 4 people and you put a demon possessed lady girl or demon possessed boy. And this one will say out, looking at you. This one say out, say offering holding wine. Am I communicating? I remember there were years ago when we went to the field and we were praying, and you know, some of the members came to join us, and there was this outburst of the power of the Holy Ghost. One of the ladies, you know, was speaking and manifesting. One of the prayer guys, when, you know, everybody was touching, so he also wanted to go and touch. And then when he touched, the lady looked like her. Hey, that come out, damn it, bayo. You know, so the guy was wondering, what's happening? But there was this guy who was a fire, and the lady said, that guy, don't let him come close to you, because there is some fire around him. And everybody there understood, because there was a pattern in his life. And that pattern was consistency. Am I communicating? The reason why we are not able to face certain challenges in our life and be able to speak it out of our life, because there is no pattern. I want to look at somebody and say, well, how can we find your pattern? Am I communicating? So one of the fast, and I want you to write it down, the disciples fast. And that's what Jesus told. Is that the disciples fast because Jesus gave them a key verse. Amen. And the key verse he gave them was that this kind goeth not out by what? By prayer and what? And fasting. Am I communicating? And that is the disciples fast. The disciples fast releases or shows a pattern. There has to be a pattern in your life. Number 2, Ezra's fast. Ezra's fast. You
see, most of us, we fast because a reverend minister says we should fast. Am I communicating? We fast because the reverend minister says we should fast. There is no understanding to what the fast. Hallelujah. So number two is the Ezra's fast. Read Isaiah 58:6 for me.
Isaiah 58 verse 6. It's not this kind of fasting I have chosen, to lose the chains of injustice,
yeah,
and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke. Verse 7.
So you have there, no, 6 is fine. So you have, it says to what? Undo what? It says something to?
To lose the chains of injustice.
You have there to undo heavy burdens.
And to untie the cords of yoke, of the yoke.
So I think the KJV says to undo heavy burdens. If the Bible is yours, if you have a Bible, I know some of you. Tablet, I'm not sure you can underline it. If you have notebooks, please write to undo heavy burdens. So I have taught you that number one is what? The disciples what? Fast. Number two is Ezra's fast. Hallelujah. Now the Ezra's fast is the kind of fast that assists in solving problems and allowing the Holy Ghost to help you or to help us lift burdens and overcoming barriers that hinder true progress in our lives. I want to repeat that again. The Ezra's fast, connected to Isaiah chapter 58 verse 6, is the kind of fast, because it says to undo heavy burdens. So that is the kind of fast that solves problems and allow the Holy Ghost to help us lift what? Burdens and barriers that are what? In our lives and also in the church. Amen. Now the key verse here is, let's look at Ezra chapter 8 verse 23. Let's look at it. Ezra chapter 8 verse 23. We are looking at the Ezra's fast. Ezra chapter 8 verse 23. Amen. I want to encourage us to bring our notebooks and our pens, you know, so we can write. If you have a tablet and you can take note, please do that. Ezra chapter 8 verse 23.
So we fasted and entreated our God for this.
So we fasted and entreated our God for this.
And he answered our prayer.
And he answered what? He answered what? Our prayer. And that is the key verse here. And if you look at the background of this, Ezra, a priest, had a responsibility of building the temple and restoring the law of Moses. And during this time, there were enemies that worked to oppose the progress of the renewal and restoration of the temple. And as a result of that, Ezra fasted and prayed. And he prayed for the direction of God. And God responded. Am I communicating? I want you to understand some type of fasting and some biblical stories about fasting. So when you are fasting, when you have a problem in your life and you are fasting, you don't just wake up in the morning and say, I'm doing 6 to 6. Am I communicating? And say, I'm doing 6 to 12. There has to be scripture backing to what you are doing so that you speak his word back to him. Ezra confronted issues about people or men that opposed what the restoration and the renewal of the temple of God. And as a result of that, he decided to fast. And the Bible says that when he fast, God heard him. So when you find yourself in a place where you are opposed from rising in life, am I communicating? When you are opposed from rising in life, when there is some restoration you are expecting and you are being opposed by it, you stand on the Ezra's fast and you fast and pray. Am I communicating? Number three, Samuel's fast. Samuel's fast. Samuel's fast. Isaiah chapter 58 verse 6b. 58 verse 6b.
Isaiah chapter 58.
Yeah, read.
Verse 6.
to undo the heavy burdens,
uh-huh.
to let the oppressed go free.
So hold on. It says that, let's say it together, to let the, when I say, you say, to let the oppressed go free.
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 We are looking at what? The Samuel's what? The Samuel's fast. Now, this kind of fasting is one that is directed towards revival. Someone say revival. Say revival. When you are looking for revival and harvest, I repeat again, if you are looking for revival and harvest, this is one of the fasting that you should fall onto. And I'll give you some key verse. You see, the reason is that it's that kind of fast that will help us to identify the real purpose that God has concerning our lives. And also to make sure that God will direct us spiritually and bring us out of bondage from the oppressed. Am I communicating? So when people are going through issues and all that kind of things, you go into a place where you encounter the Samuel's fast. Hallelujah. And one of the key verses is 1 Samuel 7:6. Let's look at what the prophet did. Let's look at what happened. 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 6. Is it there?
1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 6.
Uh-huh.
So they gathered together at Mizpah.
You have King James. Let's do King James this evening.
Verse 6.
Uh-huh.
And they gathered together to Mizpah.
To Mizpah. Uh-huh.
And drew water. And poured it out before the Lord.
And poured it out before the Lord.
And fasted on that day.
And said there.
We have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah.
Hallelujah. You realize that Samuel was the prime mover behind this fast. Even though it's not said here that specifically that he fasted. But he was the prime mover of what? Of this fast. And if you look at the background, the Israelites were celebrating the returning of the ark from captivity by the Philistines. And the fast was to stimulate within them a hunger to change and never to allow the ark to be captured again. So it's something like saying that, like, I'm not going to allow this particular oppression to happen in my life again. And as a result of that, I go into the Samuel's fast. Because they decided that aki ayaba beji ayakodiabe ye momu san beji akni biem. Am I communicating? Like going into some terrible problems in life, and you decide that I don't want to go through that problem again. You go on a Samuel's fast, and you stand up on 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 6. Am I communicating? So it's very important that we understand that. You see, other than that, people just wake up. It's my birthday, I'm fasting. It's my mother's birthday, I'm fasting. It's 1 year, I'm fasting. Am I communicating? And I'm teaching you this because of personal fasting. Am I communicating? I mean, as a church, the church can go on that line, but personally, you should have a purpose in your fasting. Am I communicating? Number four. Is it number four? I'm still giving you background. We haven't touched our disciples' fast yet. Number four, Elijah's fast. The Elijah fast, I should say. The Elijah fast. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6 again. That's it. The last phrase there. It says, break what? To break what? We read, and to let the what? Oppress what? Oppressed. Go free.
Set free. Yes.
Uh-huh.
And that you break every yoke.
Can you say that after me? And that
you break
every yoke.
Every yoke.
Now, I want us to look at the screen and read the entire Isaiah 58 verse 6. Let's read together. 1, 2, let's go.
First, I have chosen to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke.
That ye break every yoke. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, Ye break every yoke here is directed to conquering mental and emotional anxieties. You know, sometimes people call you and say, anxiety is killing me. How many of you experience anxiety? Anxiety is killing me. Hallelujah. This is the kind of fast where you go, I'll go deeper on this, where you pray that God release me from mental and emotional anxiety, unnecessary stresses. That there are times in your life where they control your thinking, they control your perception, they control even how you look at things in life. Your outlook is blurred in life. How many of us have fasted and said, Lord, this fasting I'm going is to give me a proper outlook in life. All we fast is to bind some demons, some witchcraft, some mommy what, some papa water. But the real action, the real thing, Abigail, the real thing is gone. The real thing. But you can fast on Elijah's fast and say, Father, give me a proper outlook in life. I want to have a good outlook in life. Take away this stress and anxiety and all those out of my life. Hallelujah. Please, are you taking note? Let's look at why we call it the Elijah's fast. Okay. Why do we call it the Elijah's fast? Give me 1 Kings 19:4.
First Kings
19 verse 4. Good.
But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness.
Please listen carefully.
And came and sat down under a juniper tree.
Yes.
And he requested for himself that he might die. And said, it is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers.
Let me ask you a question. If this is not stress and anxiety, what? Pastor Kobe, help me. And who was causing this one? It's Jezebel. Jezebel vowed that you say you are a prophet, I go die you. Make sure I go die you. And a man that was able to call fire from heaven is running away. He'll bow prophet. Can you imagine? And he's saying that let's read together, everybody. He says that bad word into the wilderness.
And came and sat down under a juniper tree. And requested for himself that he might die. And said, it is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers.
He's a prophet, though. The prophet. It's not just a prayer warrior. It's not a chorister. It's a prophet. Hallelujah. Pastor, go to 19:8 for me. Let's look at what happened. 19:8.
And he arose and did eat.
Who is he talking about here? Elijah.
Yes.
He says, and he what?
Arose.
He arose.
And did eat and drink.
And
went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights.
You see, all those scripture does not formally call this fast. It says that, and he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of the meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. But if you read verse 4, it says that, and he journeyed into what? The wilderness. And came and sat down under the juniper tree. We understand that Jesus went into the wilderness and what he fasted. Am I communicating? But though it doesn't, the scripture does not actually say or call this as a fact, you can understand from verse 4 that Elijah did refrain from food when he was fleeing from Jezebel. Am I communicating? Because of this time fasting under duress. That's what we call it. Ibi dimechi, tesemi fasting. So Diana, I mean, we say, fasting under duress. Hallelujah. Because of this, you know, that's how we call it. He said that God sent an angel to minister to Elijah in the wilderness. Am I communicating? So there is an Elijah's fast, and it breaks every word, every yoke. Now, this yoke was the yoke of Jezebel. Jezebel said that I will kill you, Elijah. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. Number five. The widow's fast. You see, some of the things you write and you learn, it's not just for you alone. But one day you have the opportunity to teach others. Amen. To be your home, your family, and they will tell you. You know, like Nana, your son will say, Daddy, how many types of fasting do you know? How many dimensions of fast do you know? And I'll say, I heard some Jezebel chasing Elijah. I'm not sure. I'll do research and come back. Hallelujah. The widow's fast. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 7.
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 7.
Yes, please.
And I read, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house?
So they underline, I want you to say this after me. To deal
thy bread
to the hungry.
To the hungry.
Say
to deal
thy bread
to the hungry.
I want you to turn your back to somebody who is there or somebody who is in front of you and ask the person, when was the last time you fasted that you gave to the poor? Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor, read 1 Kings 17:16 for me. 1 Kings 17. We are connecting Isaiah 58 to some key stories in the Bible. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 1 Kings 17:16.
First Kings chapter 17, verse 16.
Yes, please.
And the barrel of meal wasted not.
Please listen carefully. He says what? And the barrel of what? Of meal wasted not.
Neither did the cruse of oil fail. According to the word of the Lord. Which he speak by Elijah.
Now, if you know the background story, Elijah found a widow in the middle of a famine, and she and her son were preparing to die. Now, his presence and her obedience helped to relieve her from hunger. See, the truth of the matter is that our investment into prayer and fasting can help relieve others from what? From hunger. Am I communicating? You see, let's look at this practically. When you fast, when you are doing a one-man fast, if you are somebody, you buy breakfast, you spend like 100 cedis breakfast, lunch, 150. Supper, 250. Give me total. So at the end, 400. So you can imagine that your morning and your afternoon, you give it to what? to the poor. You give it to somebody who is in need. You see, but some of us, we will stock them. And when we break, we will put everything together. Breakfast, lunch, and then we will. But there is a type of fasting that relieves people from what? From hunger. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. Please, let's read Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58, verse 6 to 8. All of us, please. All of us. Let's read from the screen. Yes, ready? Let's go. Is it? Pastor, join us.
Is it not this fast that I have chosen?
Uh-huh.
To lose the bands of wickedness,
uh-huh.
To undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? 7. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry?
Say, hold on. Do you see that? You see that? Listen, let's be sincere. How many of us truly have fasted and we've given to the poor? Wave your hand, let me see. Amen. Scripture is saying here, you see, that's why some of us, our fasting, our prayer, we don't follow the patterns. Hallelujah. We don't follow the some of us we can or will be gifted. Somebody will give us money even during our fasting life. Praise God. This is a miracle. But sometimes in your fast, you have used clothes, you have this, you have that. You go and give it to the poor. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. So it's very, very important. You see, other than that, some blessings we might not want receive it. Number 6, Paul's fast. Paul's fast. Saint Paul's fast. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 8. First five, is it five? 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. All right, let's read Isaiah 58, verse 8. Pastor,
then shall thy light break forth as the morning.
Good, it's okay. Then shall what? As the morning. Hallelujah. This is the kind of fast that will help us, make crucial decisions. By bringing a cleaner perspective to our situation. Am I communicating? How many of you have been in a state where I need to decide on something? I'm just confused. Yeah. It could sometimes be a job. It could be a career path. It could be something. I'm sorry, me fasting. You know, me because I need to make something. What are the scripture backings today? Am I communicating? You see, when you have a testimony to whatever you are doing, it becomes strong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul had an encounter, and that encounter was to give him clearer perspective in his situation. Because the Bible says in Acts chapter 9, verse 9, it says that, and he was there 3 days without sight. And neither eat nor drink. Acts chapter 9, verse 9. Is it there? Let's read together. Check. Pastor
verse Jenner. 9. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink.
He didn't eat or what? Drink. How many of you have gone on a dry fast 3 days? Nana. You said, okay. Hallelujah. It says that, and he was 3 days without what? Sight. Neither did he what? Eat nor what? Nor drink. Amen. This is Paul's fast. And this is a situation where Paul was struck by blindness when he was on his way to Damascus. And because he was persecuting the Christians, and he met Jesus, and when he saw the light and the brightness of glory, he could not see again. because of his injury and what happened to him, he had to go on 3 days without food and what? Water. Then he met Ananias, and Ananias prayed for him. Ananias prayed for him because the Lord Jesus revealed himself to Ananias and told him, there is a man by the name of Saul of Tarsus, and he is at this place, and you should go and what? And pray for him. He was even scared because this is a man that was killing, you know, Christians like that. It was like, how about if I go and I'll be killed? But because God spoke to him personally, he had to embark on that. But the truth of the matter is that when Ananias prayed for Saul, who then became Paul, his vision became clear. The truth of the matter is that when you go on a dimension of a fast and you say, Lord, give me clearer perspective of my life, the Lord gives you clearer perspective of your life. And that is the kind of Saul's fast. Am I communicating? Saul that became what? Became Paul. Because his natural vision was restored. And not only his natural vision, but the will of God concerning his life was made clear. Now I believe him. Now my mission is to what? Is to preach the gospel. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. I want you to tap your eyes right now. Bow down your head and begin to pray in the next 2 minutes and say, Lord, restore my perspective if I have lost it. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Begin to pray.
Restore my perspective. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 8. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 8. Number 7, right? Daniel's fast. Daniel's fast. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 8. Is it there?
Verse 8.
Uh-huh.
Then shall thy light break forth.
Read where it said, thine health. Thine health.
And thine health shall spring forth speedily.
And thine health shall what? Spring forth what?
Speedily.
Speedily. Hallelujah. It says, thine health shall spring forth speedily. Say Daniel's fast.
Daniel's fast.
How many of us know Daniel's fast? Can somebody tell me what you know about Daniel's fast? Let me just break it here. Let me just be a bit interactive before I move on. How many of you have heard of Daniel's fast? Anybody? Hallelujah. Amen. This is the kind of fast that specifically is set aside considering your health life. Hallelujah. Amen. Gaining a healthier life for healing. Am I communicating? That's the Daniel fast. If you look at the Daniel fast, instead of going without food, without water, there are certain type of food you don't eat. Am I communicating? I remember when we went to school, university, level 100, all the level 100 students were carried to a specific location. Everybody had to fast. It was a Christian university. So you came under the agreement to do what the Christians do. So everybody was carried, and we had to do a Daniel fast, where the bread you eat, there is no yeast in it. That's how they call it, yeast, right? There is no yeast. Am I communicating? Some of us, all we know is that, but there is a dimension to another fast, which is a Daniel fast. Am I communicating? Let's read Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. Let's follow it, Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. Because Isaiah chapter 58, verse 8, it says, thine health shall what? Is it there? Are you following? It says, thine health shall what? Shall spring forth. Let's read together. Isaiah 58 verse 8. Then shall what? Thy light break forth. And we've dealt that on what? On Paul's what? On Paul's fast. Right? Now it says that after that, it says what? And what? Shall what? This is connected to what? Also connected to Daniel what? Daniel 5. Read Daniel 1, 8.
Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank.
Nor with the wine which what?
He drank.
He drank. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. So that was the decision of Daniel. He decided that, you know what? I'm not going to be part, or I'm not going to involve myself, and I'm going to relieve myself to eat from what? The king's table. And I thought that 2 weeks ago, there were so many food there. But he decided that this, I'm not going to eat. Am I communicating? So you frame yourself from certain things. God willing, next week, God willing, I can give you the assignment. But I'm going to give you, when you are going on a Daniel fast, the things you are supposed to eat and the things that you are not supposed to eat. Am I communicating? It says that, and thine health shall what? Shall spring forth speedily. So that is why when you go to a dimension of fast, after obeying you, a 2 year in your maybe free. See, apart from the spiritual benefit, there is a physical benefit as well. And I've taught this several times. Am I communicating? Daniel with the three Hebrew boys, they were in captive and they decided that, listen, we're not going to eat any unhealthy food. We know there are some food that are unhealthy, right? They said we're not going to eat any unhealthy food because God guided their effort and they appeared more healthier. Somebody say they appeared. Say they appeared. They appeared more healthier than the others what in the end. Hallelujah. And that is the Daniel fast. Somebody say Daniel fast. Say Daniel fast. Number 8. Is it number 8? The John the Baptist fast. The John the Baptist fast. Isaiah 58 verse 8. Isaiah 58 verse 8. Let's read there. After speedily, what do we have there? After speedily. And thy righteousness shall go what? Before thee. This is connected to the John the Baptist fast. Amen. This fast is designed in such a manner to bring power to the testimony of Jesus Christ in our lives. I want to repeat that again. This kind of fasting is designed in such a manner to bring power to the testimony of Jesus Christ in our lives. Amen. Because of this, you know, our lives can become more of a true witness and will be influenced by the cause of Jesus Christ. The key verse here is Luke chapter 1, verse 15. Luke chapter 1, verse 15. Let's look at what happened to John the Baptist. What happened to John the Baptist?
Luke chapter 1, verse 15.
15.
15.
Yeah.
For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord.
Yeah.
And shall drink neither wine nor strong drink.
Good. He and shall be what? And he shall what?
For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord.
Yes.
And shall drink neither wine nor strong drink.
Neither wine nor what? Strong drink.
And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Good.
Even from his mother's womb.
Hallelujah. And we know the background story of this. John the Baptist's position in the kingdom of God. He took the Nazarene vow. Somebody say the Nazarene vow. I know some of you have boozed before. Maybe you are still boozing, believing God that God will help you. And I ask for grace for you. God will bring you out of boozing. In Jesus' name. But John the Baptist went on the Nazarene vow. The Nazarene vow was the kind of lifestyle to refrain from wine and strong drink. And I repeat again, wine or saying and a strong drink. I mean, our time we say a petition. And more than that, the one you see, they written 45% volume. Booster. Did I hear someone say booster? Are you let me teach? So he decided that he's going to stay away from what? From wine and what? And strong what? Drink. Because of his lifestyle, he was set apart. Now, listen carefully. Because of his lifestyle, he was set apart for a special mission of God. Because of his lifestyle. Some say, God, use me. You need to check your lifestyle. And some people, when you enter their house, there are different kind of alcoholic beverages. Most of them, the volumes are above. Hallelujah. But you see, they are the same people. They will stand at their hall where they have their 60-somethings. We have 60? No. We have what, 40, right? 45. The guy, he notices. Good. And then that same, you are looking at the volume of these and you are saying, Lord, use me, Lord, use me. And the alcohol will be calling you. Hallelujah. John the Baptist was set apart for a special mission because he decided to take what? Nazarene vow. Am I communicating? There are times where sincerely you want God to use you in a specific time. You need to make a vow. You need to say that this, I am not going to be part. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. We find someone come on. Amen. The point is that you know when it goes within you, what it does to you, and how it can play with you. I communicate. Hallelujah. Number 8. Is it 8 or 9? Esther's fast. Esther's fast. Esther's fast. Are we still there? Isaiah 58 verse 8. Let's look at the last phrase. The glory. It starts with the glory. Thy re. Hallelujah. You've already been rewarded. It says, thy what? Reward. Reward. It says, the glory of the Lord will be our reward. Reward. This is the kind of fast designed to protect us from the attack of the enemy. Please note it well. When you are fasting, you know some of these dimensions. Hallelujah. This is the kind of fast designated or designed to protect us from the attack word of the enemy. Hallelujah. When somebody say, I declare that in the month of March, I'm going on an Esther's fast. It's not only favor. We are used to it. She asked for favor. But there was a man. Pastor Bobby will give me the name of him. He built what? Gallows. Pastor Kobe's famous, famous script. He built gallows. There was an enemy that wanted to annihilate the entire Jews. When I'm going on an Esther's fast, on the foundation of Isaiah chapter 58, verse 8, the last part, it says, the glory of the Lord will be thy what? Thy reward. And we know what happened to Mordecai. Mordecai was rewarded. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. He received double. Am I communicating? Read Luke chapter 1. Esther chapter 4 verse 16. Esther chapter 4 verse 16. And you see, most of these dimensions of fast, you see, some of us want some blessings, but we are not willing to deny ourselves. Do you understand? Yeah, ready. Hi. Some can say, I'm eating my last. Some can look at the banco and say, me do last. Me do banco last year. No one. And that will be it. But at the end, immediately the stomach begins to grrr. Oh, yeah. Be in the next week. Hallelujah. Some of us, we will never start our fasting, you know, until the church declares a fast. Never. It will always postpone it. I have seen people that declared fasting. Immediately they drank the cocoa. They say, hey, how did I forget? How could I have forgotten? Mercy. Someone say mercy. Pastor, help us. Esther 4:16.
Go. Gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan.
And someone say Shushan.
Shushan.
Say Shushan.
Shushan.
Uh-huh.
And fast ye for me.
You see what Esther is saying? He says that fast what?
Ye for me.
Do you know you can fast for somebody? You can fast for somebody. How many of you have fasted for me? Wow. You watch it quiet. You can't stop eating and you fast for it. And have you fasted for me before? Hallelujah. It says, and fast what?
For me.
Uh-huh. And what?
And neither eat nor drink 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Night or day.
Night or what? Or day. So that's a dry fasting.
I also and my maidens will fast likewise.
So it means that her Esther and those that are around her, am I communicating? Those that are, it was Jonah, in the days of Jonah that all the animals even fasted. No, the master is not eating you now. Right, that's a serious fast. He says that, and I will fast, and my maidens will also fast. I fast, everybody fast. I communicate. I remember when we were growing up, we had a family pastor, you know, was training us, fasting and all that, and every, you know, some occasions, the entire family will fast, will be at the hall, and will be praying and all that, 6 to 12, and gradually they will, you know, he will go into a more, you know, deeper dimension. Hallelujah. He says that for 3 days and 3 nights, and I, say, I also and my maidens will what? Will fast what? Likewise. Uh-huh. And
so will I go in unto the king.
Uh-huh.
Which is not according to the law.
Yeah.
And if I perish, I perish.
It says that, and I will go in into what?
In king. Unto the king.
Uh-huh. And he says
which
that.
Which is not of the law.
According to the law. Because things can break certain protocol. Why communicate? Look at somebody say, your fast can break protocols. And she said that if I perish, I what? I perish. Go to 5 verse 2 for me. 5 verse 2. Look at what happened.
Chapter 5 verse 2.
Yeah.
And it was so.
Yeah.
When the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight.
Now please let's read together. Let's all of us, let's read together on the screen. Yeah. Pastor, help us.
And it was so. When the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight, and the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter.
As somebody say, who say fasting or they work? She denied herself 3 days and now look at what God did. Favor. This was when an attack was looming that the entire Jews would be annihilated because of one man. One man. Am I communicating? So when you are going on an Esther's fast, you understand that this fast is designed to protect you from what? The attack of the enemy. I don't know what kind of attack that might be coming into your life. But imagine that you go into that spiritual dimension. 3 days, 3 nights. No food, no water in your room. See, Obia can say Bibi Baba to me. 3 days and 3 nights. There is death looming in my family. 3 days and 3 nights. I perish, I perish. Prophet walk in the house of a king. Ezekiah, and said, you're going to die. And no, going fasting. And he prayed. And the death was what? It's reversed. Because somebody said, we say fasting on the way. Hallelujah. See, let it be a lifestyle. Let it be. And some of you, build capacity. Start what? That one. I've seen people are going for business meetings. They fast. I communicate. Daddy, be try that day. See my sir. Be na ibu obi a oni ni koka sanono. Kura tu mimi. Ohu na start a kanchi. Hallelujah. People are released money where after releasing the money and after executing the prayer, how did this happen? How did people come to you say, bring your money, we'll go and do save for you, we'll put it here, release the money after the following days? You ask them something happens. Sometimes some interest comes, you say, I want to give you the money. You say, save with you. I don't remember. And like, 3 days ago or 4 days or a month ago, this. And they will say, if it was now, like, I would not do it. My communicator. See, when you are going into some certain dimensions of your life, please look at the Esther's fast. It will cost you everything, but you will be Hallelujah. You'll be what? You'll be rewarded. Please bow down your head and let's pray. I believe it's a good place to clap your hands. God willing, next week we'll go deeper into the disciples' fast. Amen. And we'll look at certain dimensions that Jesus had to teach the disciples when it came to fasting and prayer. I want you to take your first prayer and say, Lord, open my spirit to fasting and prayer. Begin to pray. 1 minute, begin to pray.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was such a powerful message from the man of God, Reverend Sydney Alamensa. I believe you have been blessed. God bless you for staying tuned to today's sermon, and shalom.